This is U.S. Study 9.5. Hello?
Buddy.
This is Jared Neiman.
This is. How are you?
Hey, pal. I always love coming back from vacation. I was off a couple days, and they're like, hey, by the way, Jared's going to call you first thing on Monday morning.
Are you? Where'd you go on your vacation?
We went to Lake Tahoe for 3 days with family. Clear blue water.
Wow.
Never been there before.
I haven't either.
It was kind of creepy. Like, this is not man-made. Why is this so clear like the Caribbean?
Yeah, why is it so pretty? We're humans. We like to mess stuff up.
The last time I talked to you, you were in the passenger seat of Randy Houser's truck. So I want to know who's in your passenger seat today that's phone bombing you.
It was Lee, remember?
Was it Lee?
It was Lee.
You were going songwriting somewhere in some remote cabin with no cell service. At least that was the excuse that the two of you used.
That is, no, I have a little dinker cabin outside of town, and it really does not have any service.
Does that make you nervous after like a day or so, or could you do that for a week and be absolutely fine with no world internet connection?
Absolutely, be 100%.
Really?
No internet. Yeah, absolutely.
The reason you're calling is because you're coming to see us on Friday night, Festival Park in Elgin. Outdoor theaters, outdoor festivals, summertime, and Jared Neiman. Those things all go together really well.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I know that I have good times in those scenarios, so I can't wait to get up there and try to show everybody else a good time. And our guitar player is from Elgin.
Really? So this is a homecoming? You're going to have a ton of family there? A little extra added pressure or just more partying beforehand?
You know, I'm going to leave that up to him. And then we got a brand new keyboard player named Ben Cole that's also from one of the smaller suburbs out there as well. So he told me he's got a ton of family coming in. So, you know, it's great to meet new friends and see, you know, some old buddies. And hopefully I'll be able to talk you into coming hanging out.
Do you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to lie to you? Because being a married man, I'll tell you the truth or the lie, whatever you like.
You know, we've been friends a while. I don't mind.
My wife scheduled a four couples limousine to go see Harry Connick Jr. at Ravinia on Friday night.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It's hard to argue with that one.
Well, it's because it's the wife.
Enough. Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, hey, I got married in October, and I'm with you, buddy.
Speaking about that, being married since October, what was the last thing that you did, Jared Neiman, that you knew your wife Morgan wouldn't approve of, but you just did it anyway?
Boy, where do I begin?
Because you're still a newlywed. I mean, you're still newlywed for the first 2 years, so you're kind of towing the line of, I know I should make her happy, but also being like, come on.
Probably speaking of writing with buddies, you know, I know it doesn't sound very outlaw, but, you know, when you have your friends come over and if you write all night long, sometimes then their minds are thinking, all you're doing is you're not doing anything. You guys are just hanging out down there. Go to bed.
And you're like, no, I'm working.
Yeah, but my wife, we've been friends and we dated off and on for a long time.
Yes.
And so she has seen the absolute spectrum of anything I have to offer, from good and bad and, you know, awesome. And so really, we really don't, and knock on wood, we really don't fight hardly ever or get into, you know, really have any issues.
That's not a bad thing. It just means you're in sync with each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's just a lot of fun to be around and pretty, you know, even chill.
Well, I played your brand new song, Blue Bandana, for the first time on the show last week. And when I get a brand new song from someone, I don't like to listen to it before I play it for the first time so that I'm getting the same listening experience as folks listening on the radio. And it is hot.
Well, man, I hope you know what that means to me, because you never know when you're in the studio, you just do it.
I don't like to preview it before I get it, because I want to have the same experience as the person on the other side of the radio does. And I remember playing it and then tweeting about it, being like, that was a really cool first listen. And then, this, you know, you get all the people retweeting saying, I thought the same thing. Oh, my gosh. Who is that? Is that Jared Neiman? Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, we've spent a lot of time in the Chicago area over the years.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Joe's Bar and other places. Even got to play Wrigley Field with Brad Paisley. I feel like all the country music fans are, you know, always nice enough to have our backs when we come to town and spend their hard-earned money to let us play music. And
absolutely. The only thing that I'm upset about is that we don't get the new album until, like, next year. What's taking you so long? Okay?
Well, you know,
let's get this done, Jerry. You got nothing else going on, right? You're writing all night long.
You think? Well, you know, the album will be done long before that.
Yeah.
I'm actually recording that tomorrow and the next day. we'll probably have it finished. But there's all, you know, there's a lot of...
I know, there's a lot of stuff to go into. I'm just giving you grief.
To see that, but.
Well, you know, we love you in Chicago, and we are so excited about the new song. I personally just love it, and we're going to see a Friday night Festival Park in Elgin with Rodney Atkins, and I'm glad that I got 8 minutes and 30 seconds of your time this morning, because it has brightened my day chatting with you.
Hey, well, my friend, always, is, trust me, it's my pleasure, and if I talk to Mr. Lee Bryce or Randy, I will tell them hello, if that's all right.
That sounds good. I'm sorry that I'm going to miss you on Friday night, but I'll catch you next time around.
Well, you know what? I'd say you got some pretty cool plans.
I blame the wife, man. I'm sorry.
You did good with her. She's got good musical taste.
All the best to you, Jared. We'll see you soon.
All right, Jared. Thanks, brother.
Take care.
Always a pleasure.